Fred Film Radio, Rome Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the 2021 Rome Film Fest, and I'm very pleased to be joined by filmmaker Jens Hörgren.
Good, Hörgren, that's right.
Hörgren, nice to meet you. It's a pleasure.
Nice to meet you.
Presenting I Am Zlatan.
Yeah.
A film about one of the most iconic footballers of our times. Tell me, before you even started working on this film, what did Zlatan Ibrahimovic mean to you personally?
I'm older than him, so I didn't have that much of a idol. I played football, as we all did, but I chose music. So for me, he was just this character that you always followed because he did these amazing things and he told amazing stories. So I was more like interested in his private sides. Then, of course, as a Swedish fan, you loved when he played in the national teams and stuff like that. But for me, it was more like this super kind of out of this world type of character. Sure. So I didn't have that much of a close, not like Granit or Dominic who plays Zlatan. They have had him as an idol for all times. But I have always had an immense respect for him.
Do you think that, we all know that he's an iconic figure, he's got a great personality, but as a filmmaker, do you also think that there's something cinematic about him?
I mean, he's the most, that's why he's iconic. I mean, 50% he's done amazing things on the pitch, but 50% is because of his personality, his mentality, and the way he connects with people.
Yeah.
So, I mean, of course I think that, but this was, and is meant to be like a coming-of-age story, and I think that show the untold sides. For me, it's always important to give the audience a unique view on the character. How does he feel when he's not cocky? How does he feel when he's not Ibra, when he's not the lion, when he's not the greatest football player of the world? That's make it interesting. Yeah. That's why I thought that the Ajax frame story was important to have in one way, because it tells us how hard it is when things doesn't turn out the way you thought. And it could be the most simple things, not the Hollywood things where it's like always fights and stuff like that. It could be, how does it feel to be lonely when you're 21 years old in an area where there is only white people in suburbs and you only sit and play video game and you have no one to talk about. And the only thing you want is to go home to your parents or your friends. That's also a big, interesting compliment to the figure we already know as Ibra.
That's why I think that, despite the fact that this film is about Ibrahimovic, the football player, it also has a more universal resonance, right? I mean, it extends to different parts of the world and different people as well. Was that your intention too?
Absolutely. I mean, I can all. It sounds so great when you tell it, and I can just sit here and be a clown and say, oh, yeah, sure. But no. That was really my intention, because I'm not that of a football fan. This ain't a football movie. It could be anyone, but I found sides in myself. When I moved to Stockholm from a small town, I didn't know anyone, and I really thought I had like working class parents. We had no culture at home in that way. So for me, it was also a journey to find your way around to make it possible for me to start making movies. And it took me a while, and I had to be cocky, and I had to be kicked out and stuff like that. So for me, it was important when we found the story about the son and the father, which are nothing unique about in one sense, but I feel that it has a universal like tone to it, because this could be anyone. It doesn't matter if you're from Rosengård or if you're from Rome. It has a feel to it that the most important things you go through as a kid is when you maybe see your dad carrying home a bed. Maybe those scenes are the ones you take out when you meet Atalanta next time, or you know what defines a person. That was scenes we looked for a lot. And also, I think it has universal perspective, because I hate the way in Sweden you talk about film. It's like, this is a family movie, everyone can go and see it, and it is. But it ain't a family movie, it's a movie for the family. It doesn't matter if you go yourself or with the family, you can still have different view on what happened. Because when the dad sits and watch TV and see his home country get torn apart by war, as an adult, I can see that he doesn't feel well. It's very subtle. There are a lot of beer cans, but it's not put up in the face. And what Zlatan doesn't understand is, why are you angry now? You were so kind to me just the other day. And I think that discussion is what makes it a universal. Then you can take it home and discuss these things together.
Well, that's wonderful. And unfortunately, we're going to have to wrap it up. We don't want to make anybody else angry. Okay. Got a few more interviews to go. But thank you so much. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you. Thank
and
you.
This is Fred Film Radio, the festival insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.